How about that? Asked the boatman, grinning at the clerk. Is this Swan a musician or isn't he?
He plays a sweet trumpet, the clerk said, but there is one more question that I hesitate to bring up. What about his personal habits? Will he mess the room all up?
Actors are bad enough. Musicians are worse. I can't allow a large bird to occupy one of our beds. It might put us out of business. Other guests might complain.
I sleep in the bathtub, Louis wrote on his slate. Will not disturb bed.
The clerk shifted his weight from one foot to the other. Who's going to pay the bill? He asked.
I am, replied the boatman. I'll be here early tomorrow morning when Louis checks out.
The clerk couldn't think of any more reasons for not letting the Swan have a room.
Very well, he said. Sign the register, please.
He handed Louis a pen and a card. Louis wrote, Louis the Swan, Upper Red Rock Lake, Montana. The clerk studied it. He seemed satisfied at last. He summoned a bellboy and handed him a key. Take this gentleman to his room, he ordered. Louis removed his medal, his trumpet, his slate, his chalk pencil, and his money bag and handed them to the bellboy. Together they walked to the elevators. The boatman said goodbye.
Sleep well, Louis, called the boatman, and be ready to come to work promptly in the morning.
Louis nodded. The elevator door opened.
This way, sir, said the bellboy.
They entered the elevator and waited for the door to close. A rich smell of perfume filled the air. Louis stood very still. Then he felt himself rising. The elevator stopped at the 7th floor, and the bellboy led Louis to a room, unlocked the door, and ushered him in.
Here you are, sir, he said. Would you like a window open?
The bellboy put Louis's luggage down, snapped on a few lights, opened a window, and laid the room key on the dresser. Then he waited. I guess he wants a tip, thought Louis. So he went to his money bag, loosened the drawstring, and took out a dollar.
Thank you very much, sir, said the bellboy, taking the dollar.
He went out and closed the door softly behind him. Louis was alone at last, alone in a room at the Ritz.